Hello, yes. Yes, this is Dr. Sejal here, and the show is Under the Moon and Over the Stars. This is my first broadcast, and this dedication is going out to the one and only Michael Hightower, the DJ, the infamous, famous DJ from 98.3 of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And before I start, I'd like to just announce a couple of today's sponsors. The Tenby College of Martial Arts, great place to put the children for self-defense and things of that nature. The Village, we have the Plants of Nibiru Nutritional Supplements, Brown Sugar Bakery, the Writings of Dr. Sejal, Our Story Journal, Sight to See Travel Agency, Jewelry by Michelle, and the Kaku Philosophy Class. And in order to make things really work out, this is going to be a competition amongst various artists. And the purpose of the show is to get us back into love and appreciating music, because music hits you where you vibrate it. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. Now, how far the music elevates your chakras will be kind of up to you. However, we're going to talk about it. And this show is meant to bring a good feeling and people together about feeling good. So with no further ado, we're about to begin our segment. Thank you for listening. Great, great, great. Now, listen very closely. If you want to make a comment on anything, just press 1 in order to make a comment. Keep in mind that this is a competition amongst various artists. Your votes will determine the winner as we move forward through this segment called Under the Moon and Over the Stars. Again, today our featured dedication person is Michael Hightower of 98.3 of Milwaukee. Now, corresponding with Mike a lot, I got a chance to communicate and laugh with him a lot over the phone, and I grew to really like this person that I heard over the phone that had, or the radio, that had a very stimulating, interesting voice. And then one day at the YMCA on North Avenue, I actually got a chance to meet the person behind the voice before his passing, and it was very interesting, and it was like lightning went through both our hands as we shook hands and laughed at one another as we identified the voices. So now, again, the first guest, featured guest, was Natalie Cole, recently passed, a very, very, very great performer. I remember when she first came out, how I kind of compared her to Aretha Franklin, because it sounded like Aretha when she first came out before she developed her own style. And I feel privileged to have been able to see her perform, and performing live, she was even better than on records and what have you. So we're going to move on to our next performer, which is Miss Tina Marie. Check this out, Out on a Limb. Song without Tina Marie. So we're going to make this work the best we can. Again, we're having a few difficulties, technical difficulties. However, the show will go on, and we do want this to be a fair and fun competition among some great artists. So with no further ado, I'm going to go to my next featured artist, which will be the legendary Minnie Riperton.
Just a dream come true, and everything. I believed in you. I thought you played a game. You should be ashamed. I let my guard down. I was so vulnerable. I hope you had your fun. Don't you know I was loyal to you? Truth is a hard thing to come by.
And the way it's going to work, your votes will make a determination who in the future, next week or sometime this month or next month, that will face the one and the only. Well, we'll figure out who it will be. I'll keep you guessing. Now, I want to take a little time out again to let you know what you're listening to. You listen to a segment that's titled Under the Moon and Over the Stars. Now, we do have sponsors. Again, I'd like to bring them out to you. The Chimby College of Martial Science, the Village, the Plants of Nehru Health Products, Brown Sugar Bakery, the Writings of Dr. Cijo, our journal, our story journal, Sight to See Travel, Jewelry by Michelle, and the Kaku Philosophy Class. And we want to thank you again for joining in. And for those of you who've never heard the song and how this particular segment developed, it all has to do with the human body and energy and transference and the manipulation of the spiraling of our chakras. So without further ado, we didn't get a chance to play the theme song, so I'll allow you to kind of check it out and feel it. Oh, Caller, Firefly 3. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you? Hello?
I'm doing great. Yes, yes. I'm calling, you know, just checking with you to see what you think about our Under the Moon and Over the Stars segment.
I am really enjoying the segment. It's like a lot of great music going on.
Okay, and so far, who do you put ahead of this particular competition?
Ooh, it's kind of hard because I like them all, and the last song actually is one of my favorites, Inseparable. But I like a lot of Natalie Cole stuff anyway.
Okay, okay. So now, when Inseparable came out, what were you doing in your life that makes it stand out more?
That's funny. I'm not really sure. I'm kind of young, so I have a kind of old school spirit from listening to a lot of it with my parents, and that's kind of how I adapted listening to a lot of the ladies that you're like listening, I mean, playing tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, that's no problem. What I want you to do is make sure that you tell your friends and family about this next week. I want to blow this off the map because I'm going to bring it to you every week, and we're going to bring the most dynamic singers with some of their best songs that we can have a good time, enjoy ourselves, and stimulate our chakras. And that's what's happening today.
I would definitely do that. I have quite a few people that would love to be listening in. I'm thinking of them as we speak, so I will have them chime in for next Friday.
I appreciate it, and I thank you much. Now we're going to get on to our next performer, Tina Marie. Thank you for calling.
Before, I've been here before. cause it's easy. Happy as can be. Never had a problem, never was a care. Love was ever flowing, and it's feeling shared.
That was Tina Marie. Have you ever felt like you've been somewhere before, kind of like a deja vu situation, whereas you were sitting down, relaxing, thinking pleasant thoughts, eating some good food, and somebody called you and this conversation was there before, it happened before? That's soul travel. That would be your soul traveling. And as I perfect this thing here, this is being my first taping, by next week, I guarantee you I'll be better. I'll be more on point. I'm learning the technical parts, and our souls are going to soar. Again, this is Under the Moon and Over the Stars. This is a dedication. The first one is dedicated to 98.3 radio broadcasting person, Michael Hightower, who went on to the next round in 2014. We do have sponsors today, and that would be the Kaku Philosophy Class and Jewelry by Michelle. Very nice. Matter of fact, I have a couple pieces on now. Sight to See Travel, which I'm very interested in participating in, as long as I don't have to fly anywhere. That would be cool. A very nice, powerful, conscious magazine coming out of Detroit, Michigan, called All Story Journal. Very powerful, a must a must purchase for you. We have Brown Sugar Bakery. You get a chance to get all your tantalizing thrills on so far as cake and cookies and some good old-fashioned soul food. And I don't know why we call it soul food. I guess because it's good for the soul. We have The Village. And The Village is a organization who's dedicated to uplifting the minds and the spirits and the souls of the Black community. And then we have the Chinby College of Martial Science, headed by yours truly, Dr. C. Joe, a place where children can come in and actually learn history and science and physics and martial arts and gymnastics and wrestling and weapons, and mainly they will learn respect and discipline, because when a youth or any person practices martial arts, they're paying tribute to the ancestors, the founders of the martial arts. And the last of our sponsors today would be the writings of Dr. C. Joe. All I got to do is say, buy a book, read a book, and you'll keep reading, because the knowledge is definitely interesting and stimulating. Okay, so we're moving on to our next performer.
Took me way back down memory lane.
Wow, man. I am sitting here having a good time and going back down memory lane. It's really, really interesting. There we go. We just had that great voice of Minnie Riperton, an outstanding woman that I believe that had 3 octaves and very powerful. I also forgot one of our sponsors, and how can I do that, which is the Plants of Nibiru, nutritional supplements. If you know anyone that is experiencing high blood pressure, swelling, joint pain, diabetes, gout, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, need a kidney cleanse or their intestines and colon need to be cleansed, their immune system is weak and needs to be increased, their energy off, because one of the keys is in order to get the body right, we must start healing on a cellular level. So if something can get into your cells and start rejuvenating them for real, then that is important. So we get rid of the swelling, we build up the immune system, we get the cells to rejuvenating, and there are 2 main products that does that. One of them is called Life Liquid, and the name speaks for itself. It's a liquid of life. It will rejuvenate you and bring you back to life. And the other one is Juju. Juju juice is the counterpart to Life Liquid. They're like an A and B once you punch, while Juju is mainly to meant to upper respiratory. It does also help out with high blood pressure, joint swelling, but it gives a great amount of energy while working with you. And Life Liquid is mainly an immunity builder while helping out with diabetes and swelling. So we're going to conclude here and go into our last performer. Again, you have to vote to make a determination, and I will tell you who the winner will be competing against after this last song. Yes, that's going to kind of wrap things up for the first segment of Under the Moon and Over the Stars. I want to thank everyone for listening in and the energy that was generated, those people who couldn't join us. Again, I want to send a big I love yous and stay strong to the family of Michael Hightower, a great inspiration and powerful force in the Milwaukee area in his Moments in Love segment that I look forward to calling in quite often. Again, I want to thank today's sponsors, the Chimby College of Martial Science. Keep in mind that martial arts is not just for children, it is for everyone. We all should learn at a time like this how to defend ourselves, because it's coming and it's needed even more than before. We want to thank The Village, Sight to See Travel Agency, who's waiting on you real soon to call and take a trip to wherever you wanted to go, you know, make that dream come true. Jewelry by Michelle, handmade, custom-made to fit you and your likings. I'd like to thank Brown Sugar Bakery for all the goods and sweets, and I got to cut back, so I'm only going to get one thing from you soon. Too much sugar, you know what I'm saying? It's just, ooh, man, it's good, though, it's good. Want to also thank our Story Journal, very powerful piece. Out of the Michigan area. The writing is Dr. Cijo. The Plants of Nibiru Health Products, and my friends and family from the Kaku Philosophy class. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to inspire and share with you. We're closing out with our theme. Peace. Oh,
the moon and over the sky.